Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk for tonight, January 14th. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, and we're excited tonight because our guest tonight is Tika Sumter, actress. And Tika, welcome.
Thank you.
And also joining me is my sister Denise, and she's going to update us on some news and some updates.
Hi, everybody. This is Denise. Just wanted to remind you all that we're going to continue our beauty tour in February in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we will be giving you some updates on the location and the actual date probably in a couple of weeks. And also just wanted to quickly remind you all to take advantage of the beauty deal that we have going on this week on the iDesk.
Cool. Also, I want to remind everybody to call in tonight. You would have to call 914-803-4399. Again, that's 914-803-4399, or join us in our chat room. And as always, you can email us your questions and comments at info@illusionsbeauty.com. Already, we have two callers already, so we're going to get the conversation started. Now, Tika, I normally don't introduce the guests. I kind of let them tell who they are and how you got started as an actress and all that, so go for it.
Okay. Did you just say me?
Yes, go for it.
Okay. Hey, everybody. My name is Tika Sumter. Right now, I am on One Life to Live, and I started doing commercials and more voiceovers for television, and I kind of fell into – I've always wanted to be in the entertainment industry, but I kind of – I didn't know how I was going to really get into it. It kind of seemed so far-fetched, but I lived in Long Island, and then I came to Manhattan for school at 17, and then I basically, at one of my jobs, my boss basically connected me with an agency, and then from there, the rest is kind of history. I kind of worked really, really, really hard, and, you know, started booking things little by little. It didn't happen overnight, and you know, now I'm here doing music, doing On One Life to Live, did Stomp the Yard. And so I'm excited about, you know, the journey. And I'm glad that I am continuing and there have some sort of success in it. So I'm excited about that.
Wonderful. And I heard you mention commercials. You look absolutely beautiful on the Ambi commercial. I had to tell you that.
Thank you.
That Ambi flawless skin, your skin was flawless.
Thank you, girls. Yeah, no, that was a great, great thing, and I loved it. And hopefully we'll see what happens with Ambi. I know they wanted to do something else, so we'll see what happens. And, you know, it's all about cleaning your skin first, so before you can
Absolutely.
Even apply the makeup to lay right. So, you know. It's all about clear skin.
I'm so glad you said that.
How long ago did you do that commercial?
I did that commercial about a year ago now. About a year ago, and it played a lot, and it actually did really well, you know, the ratings and stuff, because commercials also get rated. So it did really well. So we'll see what happens with the next one, if there's
like
a next one.
I see it.
Okay. I know. It came out a lot. I was very happy.
You know what? Before we... I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I don't think you know anything.
I heard a little feedback. Before we get to the callers, I wanted to ask Tika to tell us a little bit about your character on One Life to Live.
Okay. The young woman that I play, her name is Layla Williamson, and she comes from a family that always praised her sister, basically, and she's kind of the black sheep of the family, and she went to L.A. to be an actress, and, you know, she got things here and there, but didn't really do well, and she came back to the place called Landview, where One Life to Live takes place, and nobody knows really why she left L.A. It's still kind of a mystery, but she came back to be with her sister, the one who, you know, is always amazing and everybody loves her and blah, blah, blah. So she's kind of always been the failure at a lot of things, whether it's relationships or, you know, work or whatever. So I think right now Layla's just trying to find her way.
Gotcha.
That's pretty sad.
Tell us a little bit about your character's look.
My character's look.
And the makeup.
Yeah. Well, she's pretty simple with her makeup. You know, she, you know, just some foundation and mascara and liner. Nothing too crazy unless it's like a ball or something. But, you know, right now she's working at a police station, so she can't really go all crazy, you know. She has another boyfriend now, so I don't know. It's kind of very, very, very natural, you know, nothing too crazy. Yeah.
Now, how is that different from the makeup look you had on Stomp the Yard 2, where you played Nikki?
Well, playing Nikki on Stomp the Yard 2, it was more colors on my eyes, you know, more vibrant. It was still natural, but, you know, it was very, like, I love colors, and I think that's what Denise and I were trying to go for, Denise Tunnel, and we were trying to go for, you know, just some vibrance, even in the midst of being in college and, you know, schoolwork and all that stuff. I think, you know, she's still a lively girl, and I think it was just a little more lively, and it popped a little more.
Right,
and then when you think about college students now, you
right.
know, I mean, goes, they're wearing heels, they're, you know.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Designer bags. I mean, you would think they were already out of school. So, of course, they're like full of makeup, full of jewelry, the nice clothes and shoes. So, she had to look like something.
Right, exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
A little bit of color was going to help that. So, yeah.
Yeah, to pop a little bit. The funny thing is, I like look at like magazines, and you know, sometimes they show like what's going on in college campuses. Like, these mm-hmm. girls have, like, heels, and, like, I was like, wow, I feel like I would look like a little kid on Stomp the Yard.
Right.
These girls are getting it in. I'm like, whoa, okay. I mean, I got my little heels in a couple times, but, you know, I was definitely like, wow, okay, that's what's going on.
Well, I tell you, when my sister and I attended North Carolina State, there was no way in the world we could wear heels every day. The whole campus was pretty much brick. You
yeah.
would see people tripping and falling all the time with heels on. There was no way in the world we could do it.
No way. And you're supposed to be comfortable. You're going to, I mean, you know, you can do anything you want to do, but I feel like it's more comfort and, you know, you're going to class, you're a pretty busy student, I would think, but maybe not nowadays. I don't know.
Right. Well, we're going to take a call from a caller, looks like, calling from the Atlanta area.
Okay.
Let's see. Hello, caller.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Pika.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good. It's Carla and
Hi,
Mara.
Carla.
Hey, Mama. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Pika. It's
good.
Chanel, too.
Hi,
it's
Chanel.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I can't complain, you know. I can't.
Yeah, I see.
We're following you.
Huh?
Congratulations. We saw your taping with Ruben Studdard.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was fun. I was nervous, but it was fun. Yeah, and the cool thing is Ruben and I are now working together. I just came back. We're working with this great producer. His name is John Jackson. He's actually signed to Jimmy Jam and to Terry Lewis's company, and we just, like, came Yeah. So I just came back, and I've been running around since, but we're working on some music, so I'm super excited. So I can't wait for everybody to hear it.
Is it something that you're writing, or?
Yeah. I wrote,
oh, cool.
It was in the session, it's me, Ruben, and John, and we just all contributed to writing something different for me and not on the same lane that a lot of people are doing, but has still some edge and some flavor, and it's going to be cool. I actually was really excited when we finished that day. So, and I was only there for like a day.
Wow.
A day or two. Yeah. So,
Any duets with Ruben or anything?
Huh?
Any duets with Ruben?
No, not yet. Cause his music is so different from my music, but I'm sure I'll get some people on there. I'm sure Ruben will lay down something. So, but he's excited about it too. He's just like, wow, it sounds really amazing. And that's always nice because Ruben, you know, he's an amazing artist, and I respect him. So, and he's doing a lot of things in Alabama right now with some artists that he has, and you know, he's just being creative, and I'm super.
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
Did we lose her?
Carla
and Chanel, how did you hear about tonight's show?
Hello.
Hello, Carla.
Oh, yes, we're here.
Okay, how did you guys hear about tonight's show?
We're part of her fan club, and
her
Facebook. Yeah, so yeah,
I was about to bring that up because I see in the chat room they're shouting you guys out in the chat room.
Yeah.
Like,
Those are my girls.
Cool.
Yeah.
We just wanted to call in. We love Pika. We've been supporting her for a while, so we're following her everywhere.
Oh, wow. That's
I love
great.
You guys. And I'll
we
see you guys
too,
at the premiere.
Okay.
Yeah, please let us know.
We're looking forward to it. All right. Okay.
Bye, ladies.
Thank you for calling.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Sure, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and now we're going to take a call from the New York area. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Tika girl. It's Keita from Long Island.
Hi.
You know we had to call.
I know. Love it.
You know we had to call. First of all, get rid of some business. You know, you and David got amazing chemistry on the show, so you know how happy we are about that.
Thank you.
You know how we. We deal with making sure that our couple has everything they need.
Yeah.
And also wanted to find out, did you get the posters?
I did. I got it.
Okay.
I got
good.
The one. Yes, I did. When I went got back into town, I went and got my dressing room and opened it, and I'm gonna hang it up in the new dressing room when we move. So
aww.
Yeah.
For
sure.
My question with your hairline product, Haven Hair. A friend of mine is interested into buying products and all that. So I didn't know whether, you know, should I tell her to go online or is there a store? Because she's in North Carolina.
Yeah, for sure. She can go to Haven Hair, havenhairextensions.com, and then she can email us directly. My partner Nadia is on there, and she can check it out and see if she likes it, and then we go from there.
Okay, so how is that coming along for you? I mean, you have your hands in so many irons and different pots that it's amazing.
I know. it's going good. We're basically right now we have to recharge and like from the holidays and you know we sold out of a lot of things, so we're getting marketing and stuff together. So you know I'm still in that. It's just that's why I have a partner because it's I have a lot on my hands right now, so. I can't be in everything and do everything well. So that's why I have my great partner and hairstylist, Nadia Vassell. So
good.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the new launch this summer. So, you know, make sure you keep us in contact because, you know, we want to be there this time.
Yes, for sure. For sure, I will. I promise I will. See, I'm doing better.
Yeah, well, of course. We know that. We just have something to pick with you about. You know how we go.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Tika.
Thank you for calling.
I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Tika, you've messed up with this one.
Yes, you.
Yes, you've messed up with this one.
Hello?
You didn't. We had no idea.
You messed up with this one.
What do you mean?
No one knew about Dave and hair extensions.
No? Oh!
You know on Beauty Talk, we want to know about that.
I know. Wait, who is this right now? Is this Janice or Denise?
It's both of us. It's both of us.
Us talking at the same time.
I know. My mind goes 100 different directions sometimes, and I know I need to, like, sometimes I feel like, oh, my God, I don't want to brag, and everybody's bragging about their stuff, and I don't know what's wrong with me. I just need to be bolder and more like, oh, you know what I'm doing? Oh, you know what I got? Oh, you know, it's so weird. I know. I'm sorry. Yeah, I do have a hair extensions company. My hairstylist, Nadia Vassal, she and I started this company called Haven Hair Extensions, and we took a trip to India and went to look at suppliers ourselves and look at the hair and things like that because we weren't happy, totally happy with what we were getting from other companies. And we kind of wanted our business to be a little more personal and, you know, really get the clients what they need. So that's how Haven Hair Extensions came to be. And I know I need to talk about it more, but yeah, so I'm talking about it now.
We're looking at the website. And the website is havenhairextensions.com.
And, yeah, you can email us, and we'll get right back to you. And right now we're restocking everything. So, you know, it might be, like, a couple of weeks, but we'll get back to you right away to let you know what's going on. So, but take a look and see if you like it. And I know people come to me all the time on the show, and, you know, I wear extensions also, obviously, for reasons of I don't want my hair to break off altogether. Right. So, and I, you know, it's just I can maintain it. So, and the hair is great. And people come to me all the time or write to me and ask me, oh my God, where'd you get your hair? Blah, blah, blah. So that's what made us, you know, I was like, you know what? Let's start something. So we did. And that's what it is. That's our little baby.
That's
wonderful. Huh?
Does the hair tangle easily?
No, it doesn't. It's like human. I mean, look, it's human hair. You know, if you don't take care of it, you know, it's not going to take care of itself. So you got to comb it, you know, and it doesn't tangle easily. But, you know, I think people think once they get extensions, it's like, oh, just sit there and, you know, it's not, you have to take care of it. Like, it's your hair. It is human hair. So,
now,
you know.
Were you wearing the hair on Stomp the Yard too?
I was, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that was the hair I was using on Stomp the Yard 2. Shout out. Hey. So.
I just want to let the callers know there are a couple more callers that are waiting to get on, so just hold tight. I just have a couple questions I want to get out before I bring on more callers. But, Tika, I often ask a lot of actresses this when they come on our show, how do you feel Hollywood defines beauty in your eyes, and then once you give your opinion, what does that opinion mean to you?
Well, I think it's obvious how Hollywood defines beauty. I think right now it's getting broader beauty in the beauty sense, where more ethnicities being displayed on different in movies, and I think, you know, studios are trying to be more diverse. You know, hence the first African-American Disney movie, The Princess Frog. Is it called The Princess Frog?
The Princess and the Frog.
Oh. Okay, can we rewind that and erase it?
Right. The Princess and the Frog.
But isn't she like the frog princess? I know she's not a frog. Well, she's a frog. She's a frog princess. Okay, whatever. Okay. I think there are, you know, I think the Obama effect has definitely taken place in certain ways where, you know, you're seeing more diversity, whether it's Spanish or Black or Indian or, you know, it's just nice to see that other people are being represented. So I think
I think that's what beauty is, the melting pot. Like, kind of, not everybody's just one thing. So,
right.
You know, I appreciate that that's opening up for everybody. And I think people are wanting to see that, you know, a lot. So whether you're Black, white, Asian, or whatever, I think, you know, I think they're trying, it's happening, you know, I think it's happening. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, earlier you mentioned taking care of your skin when we were talking about the Ambi commercial. What's your daily beauty regimen?
My daily beauty regimen is very simple. Literally, I wash my face with Dermalogica. Because I have sensitive skin, I just use one product of Dermalogica, and then I use Keri lotion as my savior. I use that every single day on every part of my body and on my face, and then I go to bed, and I do the same thing every single day. And once a month, once every other month, really, I get like a facial, you know, and that's it. I don't do too much to my face, honestly. I think personally, the less you do to your face, you know, the better. Yeah, I feel like all these different products and da da da, and this breakout and it's for this one pimple, and it's just like just relax off your face a bit and let it breathe. You know, make sure you take off all your makeup at night, and you know, just make sure you thoroughly wash your face. You know, and I feel like, you know, you'll be fine.
So you don't wear makeup when you're not working?
No. When I'm not working, I mean, unless I have to go and do something. I mean, but in the house, no, I don't. I take my makeup off. I let my face breathe. It feels so good to, like, wipe your face and not have, like, streaks on your hands.
Right.
You know, like, it just feels nice for your face to just be out, you know? So
Let me ask you this. When you get your facials, do you notice like a difference in your skin, like the texture of your skin, you know, whether it be good or bad? Like, you know, some people say that when they get facials, they break out. Do you notice that happen to your skin?
It doesn't happen to my skin because I make sure that the products that they use are very, like, I tell them I have sensitive skin and they can't use any glycine, like no acid or whatever that stuff, nothing. Like, it's like, I get usually a hydrating one, which is just like, you know, they basically put steam on your face and like wash it and, you know, just hydrating my face. It's nothing crazy. I don't get anything like crazy at all. So I see the difference. I see that my face comes alive even more. Like it feels hydrated, you know? So, that's my experience, but that's also because I don't really do a lot to my face. I just wash it. And sometimes I do use Ambi. Like I can go on and off. It depends on what I have left of, but those are the two products that I do use most.
Okay. So we have quite a few callers lined up, so I'm going to try to get to them all. I just want the callers to know if you could just keep it quick so that way we give everyone a chance to get on. And the first caller is from the 347 area code. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Gina Tinker's Divas in the house. Hey, girl. What's up? I don't have a question. I just wanted to let you know we're all here in spirit, and there's a bunch of them who can't get onto the website. But most of all, we just want to let you know that we appreciate your love and support, and you're our girl, and you know we're here for you, and we just want to let you know that we're always here. Whatever you need, you just give us a yell.
I love you guys. Thanks, Jay. You're amazing.
We love you too, honey.
I love my divas, and I love everybody who's not a diva but who truly is a diva in spirit. And
divas work it. Coolest
thank
club
you,
in
thank
town.
You, thank you, guys.
So, have a great rest of the show. We're listening. And oh, actually, I did want to know, you know, the whole Monique experience, fun, crazy. I was so proud of you. What'd you think?
It was amazing. Like, I honestly, when I left, it was almost surreal. Like, I didn't even know what happened. I was like, what just happened? Like, but, like, in the moment when I was there, I knew what happened, but I was trying to go over it in my head. But it was amazing. She is so encouraging and so, like, she was, like, whispering in my ear, and she was just so encouraging to me, and I love her for life. And
dude,
I hope
you totally
can...
channeled Arthur. What's her name? I was like, oh my God, I haven't heard that from you before. It's so good.
Oh, Ella?
Yes,
thank you.
It was so good. I was like, oh my God.
That was my song, though. So just so everybody knows, everybody's like, oh my God, I love that Ella song. I'm like, that was my song. I wrote it.
Awesome.
Yeah,
even
no,
more
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, good. I mean, we're so excited to hear, you know, when I heard that you were taping with Ruben and all, I was so excited because I was like, what a great opportunity to be in the right
yeah.
place in the right space at the right time. And isn't that just how this business works?
It is. It really is.
Well, you
really
rock your thing, girl, because we're here and we're waiting for you to hit it big because we know you will.
Thank you.
Love you. Love you, mama. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Thank you, Dana.
Bye.
That is so nice. You have so much support from your fans.
I know. It's amazing. Amazing. I'm going to carry them everywhere I go. I love them. They're amazing. Seriously, I just know that they're supportive, and it's nice to see, you know, familiar faces where I am, and they're just so supportive in everything I do, and I got to tell you, I appreciate that. I really do.
Really nice. All right, the next caller is, sorry. No, did you have something you want to say?
No, I think you got feedback.
Oh, okay, I got feedback. Okay, the next caller is from the 407 area. Hello, caller.
Yes, this is Mama Diva from
Orlando,
Florida.
Hi, Mama Diva.
Hi, how are you, darling?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. So I just want to let you know that I finally made it in here. And, you know, I love seeing you on TV. And can't wait to get back to the big city and... You know, with the rest of the girls.
When are you coming back?
March.
Okay, great. Great. So then I'll see you then.
Yes, you will. I love seeing you. So, just wanted to let you know that I was here.
All right. Thanks, Mama Diva.
All right. Talk to you soon, darling. Love you.
I love. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have one more caller. I don't understand what the feedback is.
Before you take
that
call, can we just have, like, all of the callers, like, turn their computers down?
Okay, yes. Callers, if you could turn your computers down when we open up the line for you, maybe that's where this is coming from. Okay, this next call is the 281 area code. And let's see here. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this
Hello.
Is Bridget, or Bree. I go by Bree. I'm from the Kayla Central site
Hi.
Or whatever.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi, Tika.
Hi, lovely. How are you?
Fine.
Good.
I was put up to ask you a few questions. Of course, we want to know about the show and what's going on with Christian and the whole Ford Triangle and, you know, how that's going to play out and what's to come. Because I don't know how you do it. Not with them two hotties under the same roof.
That's funny, I know. And Ford's the new cutie in the house, huh?
Yeah, with them. Yeah.
He's abs. Woo! I know there's about to be a triangle somewhere. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, honestly. I do know there's a triangle about to happen, though. Something's about to go down. So,
do y'all finally kick fish out?
Huh?
I said, do y'all finally kick fish out?
You want us to kick fish out?
Yes. I saw the show the other day, and I was like, aw, how are you going to ruin the mood?
Well, I don't know if they're going to kick fish out, but we love him as a roommate, and we'll see what happens. I think some juicy stuff is about to go down in Layla's apartment, so, you know, well, and we take some cool stuff, so we'll see what happens, but I know there's something about to go down, so I'm excited for you guys to see, and hopefully it's a good amount of time that it airs, and we'll see what happens with the story.
Do you finally get a good job this time?
I know. I'm
hopping from job to job. I think I'm still in the police station. I still work there, and until they figure out, you know, something more creative for me to do with, you know, bra making or clothes making or, you know, seamstress. I don't know what I'm going to be next, but I think I've had about 10,000 jobs. So, but I think that's the life of, you know, the soap. You know, you just have as many jobs as possible. I'd rather have as many jobs as possible than no job. So it's good.
True.
Yeah.
All righty, then. It was nice talking to you, and we'll be glad
nice
to see
you. Nice talking to you. Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
Bye.
Thank
bye,
you.
Love.
Bye-bye. Latika, tell us, what's in your makeup bag?
What's in my makeup bag? Oh, my God. Too many things are in my makeup bag. but the main things that I do use are foundation by Black Opal. I swear by it. People come up to me and they're, huh?
Did you get your foundation back?
I did. Thank you for dropping it off at the hotel. I got it. I was like, aw. Yeah, Black Opal, I swear by that. My face is so smooth with it. Every time somebody comes up to me, this old man the other day walked up to me and he was just like, your skin is so beautiful. I was like, thank you. So, and he didn't try to hit on me. So I know that's what it was. His people were like, duh. No, he did not. He walked right away. So I use that, and then I have a brush and a blush in my bag. And I just use foundation, blush, brush, and some powder, and definitely mascara. So that's basically my face thing. Huh?
You need some Illusions lip glosses in your bag, so we'll make sure we get
somebody
you some.
From Illusions needs to send some to me.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to send me some glasses.
Yeah, that'll take place this week.
Okay, good. I look forward to that.
Okay. Let's get back to Stomp the Yard.
Yes.
Yay. I absolutely enjoyed working on this film.
Me too.
What would you say was like your most favorite part of doing this movie?
Oh my God, I have so many favorite parts. I think my favorite part is meeting everybody. First of all, one of my favorite parts was meeting everybody in the cast and the crew, really real good people, you know. That was one of my favorite things about this film. And then also the next thing was working with the director, you know, Rob Hardy and Will Packer, and, you know, Columbus Short is the executive producer on this, and they just know how to get the best out of you. And I just love to act. Literally, I just love to act. So anytime I get to like show an emotion or just be there in the moment, I'm so grateful. I love the writing for Nikki, and I thought it was great. I don't know. I love so many things about it. There were so many moments, even when I was acting with Collins. He was in Fame, and Collins Penny, he plays Chance, who is my love interest. And just when we were acting together, the chemistry was great, you know. And we were where we needed to be, and hopefully that comes across the screen. But that was one of my favorite parts, was acting with him and just being in the moment and, you know, just being Nikki. So I don't know. I feel like every single part was amazing. Every time somebody asked me, you know, how it was, and I just say I can't point just one. I can't give them just one, you know, moment. So
right.
A lot of it was amazing.
How did you enjoy the stepping?
At first, I was freaking out a little bit, but once when we were taping it, I was fine. You know, I was like, wow, I can do this. Like, I'm really stepping. Like, they're not going to have to, like, get a body double, because I really thought that was going to happen. At one moment in my life, I went back to my hotel room and I called my mom and I said, you got to pray. because your daughter is about to cry. So, but it was amazing because once all the girls got it, my sororities or whatever, and we all got it, and we were up there. It was like we were a sisterhood, like a real sisterhood, and really pushing each other to just be great and do better and just go. It doesn't matter if you made a mistake, you just keep going. And at that moment, when I did do the stepping, I thought, you know, I can do anything, honestly, because I did not think I was going to get it. When they first showed me what I had to do, I was just like, I went blank. And I was okay.
So. Who taught you how to step?
Kiki Ely and Chuck Maldonado, they are the choreographers, but Kiki, she really went in and helped us and made it amazing. And she was so, from the moment I met her, she was amazing and encouraging. And from our first rehearsal, we only had like 3 rehearsals. And from our first rehearsal,
oh, wow.
Even when I, huh?
I said, oh, wow, only 3.
Yeah, 3. And I would practice like late at night in the gym, in the hotel, because I was like, I have to get this. There's no way I can't get this. I have to. For my own sanity. And she was just, from the moment I walked in, she was like, oh, you'll be fine. Like, as if it was nothing, you know? Like, you'll be fine. And I couldn't believe her, like, how she believed in me before I believed in myself. So that was pretty cool.
Wow. Well, that's probably very encouraging as well.
Oh, my God, amazing. So amazing.
So let me ask you about the other girls that played your sorority sisters, because we didn't really get a chance to, like, work with them a lot.
Right.
But I wanted to know, were most of them, there are a couple of girls that I know for sure are dancers. Was everybody a dancer?
Yeah, mostly every single person, including Tiana, they all are dancers, you know?
Okay.
They all have dancer backgrounds. So, of course, that's kind of like, and I don't have a dancer background. I mean, I could dance in the club all night. Choreographed dance or, you know, step, you know, it was hard. And I was a little intimidated at first, like, wow, you know. And I had to kind of, you know, go back and forth to work to One Life to Live. So I missed a practice, you know, and so I was kind of freaked out a little bit. But I just practiced by myself a lot, and Kiki came in and did extra practices with me, you know, in the gym if I asked her to. So just me and her trying to just go at it. But it was hard work, but I feel proud that I stood up there with a bunch of amazing girls who were dancers and who were so encouraging, you know.
Right,
yeah.
So, and we look good. I mean, hopefully they cut it so I look like real fly with it. Like, you know,
right.
that girl, good. I hope Rob Hardy and Will and Columbus, they all cut it where it's like the music's like, boom, boom. And, you know, you see me like getting it hard.
Well, you look like you were enjoying yourself. I will say that.
I was. I had a ball, man. I had a ball. So, you know, I hope every other, you know, film that I ever do is like that. I really hope so. So, we'll see.
And I know, I mean, I don't know if there'll be another Stomp the Yard or not, but I do know, like, after, you know, they gave the girls, the sororities, the chance to step, I really feel like if there is a Stomp 3, then they need to focus on the sororities this time.
Yeah. I personally think they need to make a TV show, a series, a Stomp the Yard series starring Tika Sumner. I think people are going to love this one also because, you know, there is a love story, there is a triangle, and there is, you know, there's going to be girls stepping, which I think, you know, for the first one, people were like, oh, there weren't any girls stepping. So I think we're going in this time, and hopefully, you know, people will appreciate it and talk about it and spread the word, and I hope everybody likes it. That's all I can hope, you know. I know it felt good when we were doing it, so I just hope it, you know, comes out great.
Yeah, cool. I think it will.
Yeah.
You know, I thought about you last night, Tika, because on the Wendy Williams show, they had a step team from
They were Zetas, I believe.
Yeah, Zeta Phi Beta. A step team is like four girls, and they did a step. And so I thought about you because I remember when you were in the beginning, you were like, you know, you got to get this. I remember you saying that you had to get this. And so when they got up there to step, I was thinking about Tika. I was like, wow, I wish Tika could see this.
Oh, yeah. That would have been so fun. What was the show about, like colleges?
Well, actually, no. You know, Wendy, I don't know if you watched Wendy's show, but she just had this step team introducing, you know, her in the very beginning, and then she just gave them a chance to come up and step, and they were just sitting in her audience.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Yeah.
No, I wish I could have seen that, too. So hopefully I make them proud. Hopefully we all make them proud. So,
right.
Because you know they're going to be checking, like, let's see.
Right, yes, they are. You know they
exactly.
are.
Exactly, let's see. So I hope we do them proud.
And we have one caller we want to bring on, Tika, before you go, because I know I'm not going to be on the whole time, but we have one more caller. And
okay.
They're calling from the 502 area code. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi,
hello?
This is, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yep, I can hear you.
Oh, hello, my name is Stephanie Mayfield, 502 is Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm one of Tika's newest divas, artistic divas.
Yes,
hello.
Stephanie, yes, I met you on Facebook.
Yes, ma'am, it's me, the crazy one who's kind of, you know, probably skipping a nerve.
No, you're not at all.
Okay. Hello. I just wanted to introduce myself to you and say hello to you and tell you that you're awesome and fabulous and all that kind of stuff.
Thanks, girl. Thank you. You're a diva and you're fabulous as well and amazing. So thank you for joining, and I'm super excited that you're a part of us, and I appreciate you taking time out of your night to call us in and just say hi.
Oh, thank you so much. I've been a fan for quite some time, and I, you know, just wanted to, like I said, just show my support to you and for you. And I've been egged on by Cece to actually ask a question, but I told her I was nervous, and I kind of am nervous. I feel like I'm gonna throw up a little bit, but you know, I'm okay though.
There's nothing to be nervous about, girl. I am a person, and I get nervous just as badly as you do. So, what's up?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just here, you know, chilling at my computer and all that good stuff, but listening to you talk about all your fantastic things and all that. And, I have a question because, okay, I went to Howard University and kind of got that black college experience. I just want to know from your experience with Stomp the Yard and, I mean, how did that kind of sound? I mean, I know it wasn't actually school for you and all that, but how was that for you?
Stephanie, honestly, it did feel like a school because we taped at a college, and it felt like a historically black college. Like, it did really feel like I kept looking around like, wow, it was pretty amazing. Like, I kept saying, I wish I went to a school like this. This is so cool. I want to be in a real sorority. I want to do this, you know, because my sister also went to NC State, and, you know, she's an AKA, and she loves, you know, her sorors, and she's still friends with some of them. And I remember her being in college and talking about, you know, all the different things that they went to, the step shows and the rallies, and it just seems like so much fun. And so I wish, you know, I was like, oh my God, I wish this was real. So, but it was fun. It felt like a real college, honestly.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
Yes.
Well, I don't want to take up all your time. I just wanted to, you know, call in and say all that to you and wish you the best. And I look forward to everything that you do. And
thanks,
love you,
Steph.
Mina. And, okay, thank you, and bye.
All right,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yay. All right. Maxie, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. Say hello to our guest, Tika Santos.
Yeah, I'm getting on the last 60 seconds of Tika.
Uh-huh.
You just heard the last 60 seconds?
I've been eavesdropping for a minute, and I've decided to go ahead and bless your future project, and I believe it will be successful. I'm putting my vibes out there to go ahead and make it a big success.
Thank you.
I won't be needing a thank you or anything like that. I just do this from the kindness of my heart. It's nothing that I want any reward for. But I'm really upset today because a beauty-related matter. I've been booked or on hold for a McDonald's commercial with Hype Williams, whom I've just barely started working with recently. After all these years of me doing music videos, I've never got to work with Hype until like 6 months ago. Finally, I get put on hold for another job with Hype to do this McDonald's commercial on the 21st and 22nd. So I'm super excited about it. And even though there were like union restrictions and all this stuff, it was a union commercial, they were able to work around it and get me onto the job. And then all of a sudden, even though Hype and his people and everyone wanted me, McDonald's had their own like little hair and makeup person that they like to use for their little McDonald's commercial.
Oh, wow.
And, oh, yeah. Like, I could understand if the union would have stopped me from doing it or if Hype didn't want me to do it. But McDonald's, my least favorite fast food chain, who only puts a half a slice of cheese on the fish sandwich, has decided to let me go. And so I'm upset because I didn't get to, like, you know, I'm planning on, like, you know, attaching myself to Hype.
Maxie, hold on. You see how when you first came on, you put out all these great vibes and blessings, Pika's future project, right?
Yeah.
So how you did that, you need to turn around and do the same thing to yourself.
I can only do it for others.
never mind McDonald's. There will be other opportunities and other opportunities with Hype. Okay, there you go.
Okay, thank you. I believe you. But thank you. So you're doing that for me, though, because I cannot do it. I can't even get myself a bag of chips. I have to, like, you know, other people have to do this for me. I can only make things happen for others. My powers are limited when it comes to myself. But anyhow, what are you kids doing?
That.
What's going on?
What did you say, Tika?
I said, I don't believe that.
No.
No, they are. But I'm actually at a client's house cutting the hair of Adam Alt, whom recently did a Conan O'Brien appearance with 30 Seconds to Mars. He's like a legitimate rock star with Warner Brothers. And I'm about to do something with his hair, and he is about to, in exchange, save my website. And so finally my website will be brought from, you know, the mid-90s up to a modern site. So, like, I'm actually going
to I don't mean to cut you guys off, but I have to bow out because I have to get up at like 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning tomorrow for work. So.
Okay, so
bye, Mama.
As you're leaving, Tika, would you tell us and our listeners what beauty means to you?
Beauty means confidence.
Beauty means nothing.
I forgot we did this.
Beauty
before.
Is absolute crap. We're all gonna get old and die. No, I'm just kidding.
I forgot we've done this before.
I'm just kidding. Okay, no. Beauty means to me, beauty is confidence. You know, if you can display any kind of confidence, you can rock almost anything. And beauty is also washing your face at night so that you're able to put the makeup and all that stuff that you see in these magazines on and let it lay right. Beauty is different to everybody, but I guess beauty is just confidence to me in who you are and you know, if you walk around with that confidence, people will be attracted to you, and, you know, that's it. I don't really have anything, like, mystifying and amazing to say.
Right.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
You said right.
Thank you so much,
yeah,
for calling in.
being our guest tonight. I think you ran Maxie away.
Huh?
Oh, I think you ran Maxie away.
I think he got, is he mad at me? He's like, that girl, who the hell? He was like in the middle of the story. But I have to go to bed. I'm sorry. Well, beauty, bye, beauty ladies. Everybody's beautiful. Well, everybody. Beauty is really in the eye of the beholder. Nobody can really define beauty, but, you know.
Absolutely.
See, that's a good response. Nobody can really define beauty.
Mm-mm. See, I told you I had something amazing to say.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
Good night. I'm delirious. Bye.
Thank you, Tika. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening in.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And I'd like to thank all of Tika's fan club divas for calling in as well. Maxie.
Hi.
We lost you for a second there.
No, I know, because I'm, like I said, I'm over here doing, recreating my life and modernizing my website, and so I got sidetracked a little bit.
You plugged it in by the drama.
And then there was going to be a little bit of noise, and so I just...
Oh,
gotcha. I got off the phone because I didn't want to blow your guys' ears out.
Oh, okay. Tika thought you were upset with her because she had to get off the phone.
Oh, gosh, no.
No, she didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, she didn't cut me. Oh, no, gosh, no. And even if she did, I wouldn't have cared. I am way, way, way less, abrasive than people think. I could care less. I thought she was a sweet angel to kind of call on and be on the show, and I totally like her. You know, she's got the cutest personality, and she had work to do. I totally understand that.
She's a really nice young lady, and she has wonderful support from her fan club. It's amazing.
Really? Well, she's not just like talented and pretty. Probably she's got like a great personality, and. I don't know. I liked her from the 5 minutes I was listening. I was like, oh, she's so fun. I totally imagine us being good friends and kicking it soon. I mean,
right. Like
she seemed really cool and fun and smart and funny and like every good thing you could say about a person. So, no, I was not upset with Tika.
Oh, okay.
And Tika, even if I was, it wouldn't matter, but I'm not. Absolutely not. I had to go because there was so much noise over here, and I didn't want to ruin Tika's goodbye with there's six people here, and there's just noise happening because I'm at some musician's house, and so it gets loud.
Oh, okay. Well, we appreciate
but
that.
No, so of course not. Tika and her fans, please do not hate me. And I was, no, I love Tika.
I just want to quickly remind everybody that was listening tonight, if you like tonight's show, go out and rate it and mark it as a favorite. Send us your opinions, your thoughts, your comments, any suggestions for future shows to info@illusionsbeauty.com. And then, as always, every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Maxie's time, you can call in at 914-803-4399. What were you going to say, Maxie?
Nothing. I was just wondering what your subject was today.
Well, we were basically talking to Tika about beauty and her roles on One Life to Live, the soap opera that she currently works on. And then my sister and I both worked with Tika on the film that we just completed, Stomp the Yard 2. My sister Denise did Tika's makeup on Stomp the Yard 2.
Was she on? Was she on this show before?
No. Well, what happened was she was supposed to be on, and something happened with the connection, and she couldn't get on. So so she wasn't on that night. So this was a rescheduled show tonight.
Oh, okay, because you had another actress that was really fun and personable on before as well.
That was Jasmine Lewis.
Yes, Jasmine Lewis was also interesting. I really liked her as well.
Mm-hmm.
So now, anyhow, what I'm doing is a very important thing that I haven't done for, 10 years, which is modernizing my promotional material.
So you're trying to get up to date, huh, with everything. Maxie? Well, he's still showing that he's online, but maybe he can't hear us. Do you have anything from the chat room or any more comments?
Tika pretty much answered all the questions from the chat room. I think most of the ladies, the fan club ladies that were in the chat room who had questions called on the phone.
Okay, got you.
And can you just explain really quickly again how someone can rate a show? Because that's one question that's coming from the chat room.
It is, you have to, and I can't pull it up right here, but you have to go out to our page, www.blogtalkradio.com/illusions-cosmetics, and go out and you can rate the show on that page there. You can mark it as a favorite, and that would help us out a great deal. We'd appreciate that. I'm trying to go to the page to see if there's anything else here that tells us. Yeah, you would just have to go out to the page and mark that particular show. And the episodes are on the home page where you'll be able to see them all and go out and rate them. And that would do it. Also, you can send us your comments, and you can also leave comments on our page as well.
Okay. And for those of you in the chat room who are wondering how you can see the Illusions Cosmetics lip glosses or any of the other products, you can go out to www.illusionsbeauty.com.
Also, follow us on our blog, which is www.illusionsbeauty2.blogspot.com, and we share beauty tips, hair, makeup, nails, male grooming tips, all on that blog. We also have beauty deals that will be posted out there. And also for most of our beauty deals, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/delusionsbeauty. And I'm trying to see if Maxie is going to get back here. His number is still showing, but apparently, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a lot of noise in it. Oh, Maxie.
Yeah, something weird happened. Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here. I don't know what that was.
Oh.
You were just silent.
No, my phone, I think actually my phone hung up on you just randomly out the blue.
Oh, okay. Well,
but
we have a minute left.
Well, in that minute, I would like to say that I hope that everyone is having a great New Year. I really suspect and predict that it will be the best New Year for everyone that they've ever had. This will be the year of everyone's life. This is going to start things. It's going to make things happen. It's going to, you know, make everything prosper. All your ideas will flourish. And all your businesses will do well. That's my prediction for the new year.
Thank you so much, Maxie. And I know the listeners are glad to hear that from you. So we appreciate it.
And I want you guys to all wish that for me, because you know I can't do it for myself.
Yes, we do wish that for
you. I need
you
guys to make sure my life goes good this year.
It will. We're going to be praying for you and lifting you up.
So now, next week, I will have some other stuff to talk about, because I'm going to start my life anew with my new website today.
Yeah,
and I don't know,
excited.
You guys, I guess you guys missed my little, I was talking actually when the phone had hung up, and I was saying how the importance of modernizing your promotional material and how you should not, you know, you shouldn't do like what I did and sit on the same old pictures for 10 years.
You have 10 seconds, so say it in 10 seconds.
Modernize and update your promotional material. Throw out old and remember less is more. Bye.
Absolutely. See you next week. Talk to you next week, rather.
Bye, Maxie.
Bye, Maxie. Well, that does it for tonight's show. Thank you for all. Thank you all for calling in. For those who have made comments and asked questions in the chat room, we appreciate it. Again, to call in to make comments or ask questions of our guests, you would dial 914-803-4399, or you can send your questions and comments to info@illusionsbeauty.com. And every Thursday night, we would love to have you in the chat room for live chat. So stay tuned for more Bee Talk next week. See you then.
Good night.